Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back.
Hello there, this is Come Together for Change with Hudson and Shalia Griffiths. Unfortunately, we have not been able to do our broadcast today because of technical difficulties, but we just want you to know that we love you, and we had a program planned for you today where I was going to talk about God's dwelling place. But we have not been able to get it all together. But we still want you to know that we are here and that we are doing our best to see, to make sure that the Word of God gets out to you, because these are days in which we have to know what the Word of God is saying, because the Word of God is quick. The Word of God is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. So if you don't know the Word, you will not be able to have a knowledge. And if you are going to make sure that you change your knowledge, you've got to understand that knowledge is important, because if you change your knowledge, you can change your thinking. If you change your thinking, you can change your speaking. If you change your speaking, you can change your actions. If you change your actions, you can change your habits. If you change your habits, you can change your expectations. If you change your expectations, you can change your goals. And we just wanted you to know that the change process, that is the beginning of the change process, is changing your knowledge. Because the Word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Now, in order to believe in something, you have to know it. So if you didn't believe in Jesus before, you have to believe in him now, and you have to know that he brings changes in your life. I just want you to know that at this Christmas season, you have to be sure that your love for God directs your actions, and that you will be able to do things that will be in God's best interest. Now, people have emotional needs, and you must be able to cater to them, your spouse, your family, your friends around you. So we just want to encourage you to trust God in every situation. Listen to the voice of God, because God lives within you, because the Spirit of God it dwells in you. So God wants you to know that this is time for change. I just want you to know that we are with you and we are praying for you this Christmas. Join us next Monday and you will hear what we have to say to you about God's dwelling place. Next Monday is the 7th. And we'll be talking to you about God's dwelling place. So have yourselves a pleasant afternoon. And here's my wife to just tell you what we will be doing next week. So here we are.
So hello there. Next week, which will be December 7th, our topic will be God's dwelling place. And you might want to write this down so you be prepared for next week's amazing and dynamic message. It will be found in Acts, the 17th chapter, the 24th through the 30th verse. Again, God's dwelling place, Acts 17, 24 through 30. And our main verse will be verse 24. So God bless you until next Monday. Pacific Standard Time. And while you're waiting for next week, make sure that you enjoy, have someone come and join you on the radio program. And the number that they can call in on at 3:30 next week Pacific Standard Time will be 646 200 1-800-273-0578. Have that number handy and have them call in with you on next Monday, all right? Thank you so much, and God bless you so very much.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to